drive.
This is the Players of the Week show, coming to you here on WAKM AM 950, your local high school sports connection from Tamale Joe's, 2000 Mallory Lane in Cool Springs Marketplace, next door to Staples. Every Monday night, 6 to 7 p.m., with Garth Bolden and Stormy Mitchell hosting. Players, coaches, teammates, families, and guests, live at Tamale Joe's, home of delicious mouth-watering tamales, quesadillas, tacos, queso, and drinks. Gotta get yourself. Now, here's the WAKM sports crew from Tamale Joe's.
It's all us. Good evening, everybody. Stormy Mitchell along with Joe Morales. And we are, where are we? I didn't get lost, did I, Joe? Where are we?
I'd hope not. We're at Tamale Joe's.
Easy to find and even better to deal with. Y'all come on by. We're at 2000 Mallory Lane, Suite 310. And yours truly is going to make your mouth water because I am going to eat between talking here. I'm enjoying the chicken quesadilla. And I don't know what all you put in. I mean, there's got to be four or five different cheeses, and there's spices in it. I don't know. I know my bride said, Stormy, I love your quesadillas, but we're going to Tamale Joe's from now on.
Yeah, Stormy, we put a whole lot of love.
I love
that.
That's
what it is. A lot of love.
Well, we're enjoying a lot of love right here at Tamale Joe's. Y'all come on by. We're going to have the Players of the Week. I just saw two young ladies from Nolensville, the soccer team. They're coming in. We've got, we have got freshman Madeline Podelski, and she's coming in, and she's going to be one of the Players of the Week. And we also have a little guy, bless his heart, 6'5", about 215, Destin Ways, already signed and committed to the University of Kentucky, the Blue Miss. And he's quarterback, and he was Player of the Week. Then we got a young gentleman from BGA, Zion Morrison. He's coming over, and he is going to be the Herb Ford part of the team. And this young man is going to tug at your heartstrings because you played, now Joe, you played for Delta State. You played nose guard.
Indeed. Yes, I have.
And you type of guy that just gets down in the trenches. You just get down and dirty where there's really no recognition, just a lot of pain.
It is
and a lot of fun.
A lot of pain, Stormy.
Well, Mr. Zion's coming, and he's 6'2", 280 for BGA. Now, that's a pretty big boy for high school.
That is a big boy. That's pretty large.
So we're going to have him, and he's going to be the Herb Jones Heart of the Team Award winner from last week. And Garth Bolin's on the way from Gateway Tire. That should scare everybody, but what great work they do. Speaking of Herb Jones, right here he is right now. He's bringing the awards for us. We certainly appreciate that. Thank you, kind sir. And we've got these gorgeous plaques going to be awarded here shortly. And our program actually really doesn't start until 6 o'clock. But I wanted to get Joe Morales, one of the owners here at Tamale Joe's, on. And just first of all, I know business has started off well. We're having a lot of fun. And, boy, we just love partnering with you here from WAKM.
And absolutely, Stormy. Yeah, things are going well here. We're steady Eddie, man. And we're launching a lot of specials. Starting this week, and we're going to run those throughout the fall, so get people in here and taste what we're about, especially taste our little margarita area over there.
Oh, yes. I was one of the best stock. There's more tequila there than I've ever seen.
Absolutely. 200.
What?
200 top shelf.
Don't tell my pastor that. I don't want to get in trouble. And Nolensville is showing up big time here tonight. We've got a big crowd from Nolensville already coming in. We're going to interview those ladies here from the soccer team. But
yes.
200. I mean, how do you? Why not 20? Why not?
You know,
how'd you come up with the number 200?
I think we got carried away.
As long as you don't get carried away when you're here.
Exactly. But the process was great. You know, we started off with about 75, and it was so good. Yeah, I've never really understood tequila like I do now. And
when you can understand tequila, does it understand you?
You know, yes, exactly. East Texas, you know, when you have a tequila, it's usually in a shot form.
Right.
A lot of our tequilas are sipping tequilas, and there is a lot that you can learn on how they're made. And that's one of the things we want to do here is create a program to educate people on the finer nodes of tequilas out of Mexico.
And where do we have these classes?
I mean, we're up and coming. We're putting them together.
We don't have a taste testing thing, do we?
Not yet, but we can. Hey, we can do something special if you want.
Make sure I get an Uber that night.
Absolutely.
Okay, my pastor, listen, Lord, I apologize.
Oh goodness.
But seriously, I mean, and I'll say this for medicinal purposes,
yes,
only. No, medicinal and enjoyment. Garth Bolden has just entered the building, locked down the the women and children, hide all the food, because he's going to be chowing down here shortly, and we're going to have a big crew here tonight. tell our listeners also, mention some of the new ideas of the menu. And you tempted me last week with one, and I didn't order it. I forgot. I went with my favorite, the chicken quesadilla,
yes,
or the steak quesadilla, and then Jill had to have the steak burrito last week, which she absolutely adored. We've even got ladies coming in on crutches they want to eat so bad here tonight from Nolensville. What dedication from Nolensville. Don't you love it?
It is great. And, the shrimp taco. That is what we talked about last week,
man.
And I kind of led you on saying it was on the menu, but not quite. But it is full-fledged on the menu tonight, and that's been our number one seller for the past week.
No kidding.
Yes.
Man, you want to kind of set the, pardon the expression, set the table and tell us about it?
We have what I see is the best tortillas in Nashville.
Okay.
And you get some great, nice-sized Gulf shrimp mixed in there with a little bit of our slaw. And, man, that shrimp taco.
I've already eaten half of my quesadilla. I know I can't say it. I'm not going to say it about it. I'm going to eat the rest of it. But I may have to try out these shrimp tacos.
Might have to sneak you one over here in a minute so you can taste the flavor that just explodes off of that thing. It's gorgeous.
Well,
gorgeous meal.
I don't know that I should be eating anything else because I'm already salivating. I'm not sure I'm communicating because I'm having a hard time talking with all this great food. More folks from Nolensville are coming in. We got the ladies' soccer team tonight. They are going to get fed. They are going to have some fun, some great food and fellowship. And if y'all don't have dinner plans, come on. You know you don't want to cook. Easy to find right here off Mallory Lane at 2000 Mallory Lane, week 310, right next door to Staples, just down the street from Dick's Sporting Goods. And for you ladies, you're going, well, I don't know what that is. Well, you know where Joanne. I've even had to go in there by stuff. So, yeah, okay, when you're a single guy, like as long as I was, you learn to sew.
Right.
Learn to sew a button on, that's for sure.
And I'm looking out the window there. It looks like what's left of daylight's peeking through those clouds. Rain has stopped.
Let's hope it has.
Yeah.
Let's hope it has abated so much. It's almost been torrential downpours for the last 3 days. But we've got some young folks running here tonight from Tamale Joe's. They came in hungry, ready to eat. And I imagine this young man is he's ready to put some tamales and some quesadillas down and get all over it. Brian Carter's on the board at Studio 8 tonight. We appreciate him turning the dials and keeping us in smiles. Brian, we're going to talk about food, and if you slobber all over that microphone, Daryl Williams will get mad at you.
I've had enough of all that talk about food. Y'all are killing me over here in the studio.
He said he's had enough. Well, we haven't, because we just get.
I know y'all
off.
Hadn't.
We're going to bring you over here in just a minute and let you kick this thing off, but I want to invite everybody to Tamale Joe's right tonight, 6, 7 p.m., and every Monday night, and if this, pardon the expression, this is going to be a staple event.
Absolutely. So everybody out there, come get you some.
Come get you some, and we'll have some fun. Brian, let's send it back. We need, if you don't mind, run a couple commercials and hit the top of the hour break, and when you bring it back right at 5 o'clock, do the opener again, the promo, and we'll kick it off again right here at Tamale Joe's, where we're going to have fun tonight with the Players of the Week and the Herf Jones Heart of the Team Awards right here on AM 950.
You got it, my friend.
Stormy here. Did you know that on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, I got live music at Tamale Joe's? That's right. 7 to 10 on Wednesday and 9 o'clock till late on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Better call for reservations because they're going to be packed. TamaleJoe's.com for reservations, Cool Springs Marketplace, and tell them the sports crew sent you because you got to get you some.
At Discount Plumbing and Electric, you'll find lighting, ceiling fans, fixtures, tubs, and everything that makes your home distinctively you. But beyond the showroom, you'll find something else. You meet and get to know friendly, knowledgeable experts who can advise you on every step of your install or remodel. And that's the Discount difference. The products and the product knowledge for your project from Discount Plumbing and Electric, 101 Century Court in Franklin.
For the product knowledge and expertise you need for farm or home, think of the Co-op. United Farm and Home Co-op, 200 Eddy Lane in Franklin and Highway 100 in Fairview. Farmers, keep your herds healthy and contained with the fence and gates you need to do the job from the Co-op. It's good to know the Co-op has a wide variety of gates and panels, and they're made in Tennessee, manufactured in Laverne. Protect your livestock with Neuromycin 300 LA, a sterile, ready-to-use solution of the broad-spectrum antibiotic. If you raise goats, Co-op Goat Block contains high levels of protein and added vitamins and minerals. For the horsemen, there's a complete equine center, so get ready for fall trail riding. At Hutter's, the Co-op has an entire section of their store dedicated to you. You'll find the clothing, camo, footwear, everything you need for hunting season at the Co-op, 200 Eddy Lane in Franklin, Highway 100 in Fairview, United Farm and Home.
Is radio close to home. WAKM, Franklin, Tennessee.
Hey there, everybody. Stormy here for Tamale Joe's, our new sponsor here on AM 950. They're also going to host us every Monday night, 6 to 7 p.m. for the Player of the Week. Come enjoy the best in fun, food, and fellowship. Tamale Joe's, right here in Cool Springs Marketplace, 2000 Mallory Lane, right next door to Staples. Tamale Joe's, come get you some.
Good afternoon, everybody. We're at Tamale Joe's, and we're seeing people, ladies coming in. They look hungry. They've come to the right place. They love the tamales. They're looking for quesadillas, the burritos. Tamale Joe himself, Joe Morales, is here, and we're going to have a big time tonight, and we're going to have the Herf Jones Heart of the Team Award here shortly. We're also going to have two Players of the Week, and we're going to announce the Players of the Week from this past weekend. Garth Bowen from Gateway Tires to my right. Appreciate him being here. Garth, I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to pick up my plate of quesadillas that are still piping hot, and I'm going to slide over, and you're going to bring up your special guest, and if you need me, I'll be over here.
Go get you some.
I'm going to go get me some, and I'm going to be feed my face, and y'all.
Oh, by the way, I want to go ahead and tell you that the Player of the Week night is going to surprise you.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yes. It's going to surprise you. Well, when we make that announcement tonight, it's going to surprise you.
Not much surprises me.
Well, it will tonight.
Well,
it will tonight.
That's it. Well, you want to introduce this gentleman?
He's Matt Burton of Herf Jones. Come on up here, and let's talk a little bit about Herf Jones, your involvement this year, how you got involved. Matt, thank you for joining me tonight. And to the crowd out here, it's growing.
It is growing, Garth, and it's been exciting to be a part of it. And got to spend a few minutes with Zine from BGA, this week's part of the team recipient. And just a tremendous story. Zine was just telling me about their big win over the weekend against Davidson Academy. Davidson Academy has not been beat, Garth, 28 games, and BGA beat them this past week. So excited to talk to Zine about that. Excited to with Coach Rodriguez here in just a minute.
We're actually going to let you interview Coach Rodriguez, and probably we'll let you interview Zion as well. So you're going to step into the hot seat tonight and do a little bit of interviewing. Matt, you and I have known each other for a long time. Yes, you're right, for a long time. And we've had some highs and we've had some lows together. But right now is a high that you're involved with us here in William County. And we thank you and thank Herb Jones. Why did you guys, Herb Jones, want to get involved with us here as recognizing these student athletes?
Well, Garth, at the very core, Herb Jones is a student achievement company. And that is what we are all about, getting out there into the community and recognizing students and what they are doing within their high schools, their middle schools, and even down into their elementary schools. And, you know, I was with somebody just today, and we were talking about the Williamson County School District, and just one of the greatest school districts in all of the country. Let's go beyond the state of Tennessee, but just one of the greatest public school districts in all of the country. And excited to be a part of it, excited to join you and add this added award, the Heart of the Team Award. You know, we have so many fantastic student athletes that are doing tremendous work on and off the field, but just being able to add this Heart of the Team Award and really going beyond and getting that Sportsmanship Award and really just finding a way to acknowledge these young men and young women that are the glue that holds their team together.
Well, when you guys came on board, one of the things that we have lacked is being able to recognize the student athletes that do the little things. They do everything that, as a coach, you want to see out of your player. And you came up with the Heart of the Team, which is very meaningful. And at the end of the day, you know, you don't see their names in the stat line, but you see these coaches recommend these players that, hey, they deserve the recognition and they're doing everything right. They're in the classroom doing what they need to do. They're the leaders of the team. And you know, what's the interesting part about that is we've got coaches now recommending players, and that's special.
Right.
You know, when we had our coaches gathering for earlier this year, and we had the Williamson County coaches here, and we started discussing this new award. And, you know, the award was designed to get the coaches involved. Give us feedback. We're not everywhere. You know, Stormy and I, we call games each week, and we see the players that stand out, but we don't see the ones that are in the trench. We don't get a chance to see them, and you guys are enabling us to do that. And there's some pretty doggone nice write-up newspaper about these young people as well.
There is.
So, Herb Jones, what does Herb Jones do again?
Well, we primarily sell caps and gowns. So your graduation regalia. We work extensively within Williamson County. So that's cap, gown, diplomas, diploma covers, all those type of things. But then we also go beyond that and we offer letter jacket. We offer just a complete line of products that is all completely focused on student and their achievements in school.
Well, how do these students, I mean, primarily seniors, right? Of course,
yep.
We got Destin Wade out there that's got this big bling state tournament ring on there. So besides that, I guess the school system, the schools actually handle most of the stuff for you guys. Is that right?
It's an administrator's decision on who they want to go with. And then I work with guidance counseling office as well as graduation coordinators in the schools, and they help me combine the list of the graduating classes. But also, you know, we talk a lot with juniors and even sophomores because, you know, these class rings on their fingers, you know, that it serves as a great token for them to remember their high school years. And kids to be able to have those class rings and class letter jackets as sophomores, juniors, and seniors.
Well, once again, we're very thankful to have you guys involved. And, you know, one of the things that by you joining us this year, we've got other people saying, wait a minute, maybe we want to get involved now, because this atmosphere that we created here on Monday night is pretty special.
It is pretty special.
I mean, last week you weren't able to be here. You were at your daughter's volleyball game.
Right.
This place was packed, absolutely packed last week with the Page volleyball team. They had their varsity and junior varsity. Their entire squad was here last week, and it was loud.
You know, and that's crazy, Garth, because I can think back to mine and your early relationship days days, and old Coach Rick Hess at Sunset Middle School.
That's going back a long ways, and I reminded him of that the other day, or last week. I said, well, one thing about it, you could tell tales on me, and I could tell some tales on you as well. And he sort of grinned, and he said, let's just keep it at that.
It gets me excited about the rest of this year and doing this throughout basketball and even in the spring sports when we get people like Ronnie Brock up here, a very good friend of yours and mine. And you know that there is bound to be a Page Lady Patriot that gets recognized.
Might be two or three in some form or fashion.
But as we go throughout this year, feel very blessed and very fortunate to walk alongside you and really just show these kids who are working so hard and may not get the recognition, like you said, in the stat line, but doing all they can to just make their teams great.
Well, once again, we thanks for being involved. We're going to go ahead and we're going to take a 2-minute break. We're going to get our first winner, Madeline, going to get to come up here from Nolensville High School, and then we'll interview Coach, and then I'm going to let you bring Zion up, and we'll save Big Destin to last night. So he's going to get to pull in the crowd. So anyway, let's take a 2-minute break, and we'll be back here at Tamale Joe's in 2 minutes.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series.
Side by side, three wide into turn number one.
Brakes in way slow and putting fluid down on the racetrack in the process will slide high.
The future stars of NASCAR.
Digger will dive down to the inside of the racetrack. He'll give the mirrors one final check.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series.
Your Middle Tennessee NASCAR connection. WAKM AM 950.
Hello, I'm Brad Gibson, Chief Cooperative Business Officer for Middle Tennessee Electric. When Middle Tennessee Electric had the opportunity to purchase an interest in United Communications 2 years ago, we knew it was the right thing to do for our members. It provided an opportunity that went to our roots and the very reason that the cooperative was founded. Then we knew we needed to bring electricity to underserved areas to improve the quality of life. And now it was the very same opportunity to further improve the quality of our members' lives by bringing high-speed internet access to underserved areas. Today we're even more sure. United Communications has been working hard to expand its footprint and has received grants from both the federal and state governments to accelerate this growth. We all wish that we could snap our fingers to provide affordable, high-speed broadband access to all our cooperative members immediately. It just takes time to build out thousands of miles of line. I assure you, we'll keep working until it gets there.
And we're back here at Tamale Joe's in Cool Springs, and we want to do a shout-out to everyone listening and tell you all to come on in here and join us tonight. Get you some of these fine, my favorite's the burritos. I'm not going to lie to you. But anyway, what do you have, Madeline?
I haven't had anything yet.
You haven't had anything yet?
No.
Well, you've got to get you some. Tamale Joe sitting over there. Here he is right over here. He has his special recipe of tamales.
Wow.
So we have Madeline Fidel. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah.
All right. So there's one thing that I want our listeners and I want everyone in here to know. Madeline might be, my memory serves me correct. Now, this goes back 11 years.
Okay.
You might be the youngest recipient of the Gateway Tire Player of the Week that we've ever had in 11 years. She's just a freshman, okay? So in terms of that, see Zion back there, BGA, look at him. He's smiling. He's like, you must be pretty good to be a freshman. So tell our viewers and our listeners out here, what does it mean to be a freshman going up against young ladies that are a lot older?
Sometimes it can be really difficult, especially since, you know, some of them are 4 years older. But the coach and my parents and the team has really, like, helped me adjust to playing those difficult teams and succeeding.
How long have you been playing soccer?
Since I was 4 years old.
Woo! I can't even count back that far. So anyway, so you've been playing, I guess you're probably around 16. You drove here, so you're 16 or you 15?
I'm 13.
You're 13?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that. I know you're the youngest recipient now. 13.
Yeah.
And what position do you play?
Center forward.
What's that mean?
I'm like the very center, like up top player. And so they'll just try to get me the ball, and my main goal is to score.
So you're fast?
I guess. Yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, you have to outrun all these people to score goals, right? Unless you're kicking from midfield.
Yeah,
I said that right, didn't I? Midfield. It's called midfield.
Yeah.
Woo-wee. That's a good one for me right there. So who all do you have here with you tonight? I see a nice group of young ladies here looking up here at you, smiling, and some of them giggling a little bit because they know you're really nervous.
Yeah.
So let's start over there at that table over there. Now, who are those nice little young looking men right over there? Now, they might be about, well, they're about eight, nine?
Yeah. So one is eight and one is 11.
One is eight, one's 11. So the 11-year-old, is he the one sitting closest to the rail here?
Yes.
Okay. I guessed that correctly. All right. What are their names?
The very right one is Maddox. And the left one is Mason.
Okay, Matt. So we got 3M.
Yes.
Okay. And do they play soccer?
Mason used to, but he's trying out for soccer for middle school and doing some other sports.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Okay. And those are some proud parents sitting right over there, right?
Yeah.
What are their names?
Randy's my mom and Anthony's my dad.
Randy and Anthony. Thank you for being here tonight, and thank you for raising such a fine young lady. All right. Let's start here at the table right over here with the mask on. Mask man. Who's that?
That's Eric Stellan. He's the coach.
So I asked, now listen, young ladies, any of you guys want to raise your hand at this question? I said, okay, you've got the floor, and do you want to talk smack about Coach Shelton? He wouldn't do it. I said, listen, you're not going to get in trouble up here. You're on there. They're not going to get on. You know, the coaches aren't going to say anything. She said, he's a good coach. Coach, that might be a first, too. Normally we can get them to say, talk smack about the coach up here. But anyway, all right, so let's go around the table. How many seniors are out there? Are there any seniors?
No.
No seniors?
Nope.
Woo-wee. All right, what about juniors?
No.
No
juniors? Matt, AK, sorry.
All right.
I didn't see you there.
So
AK.
We have,
and Sammy.
We have a junior. We have two juniors over here.
That.
Sammy and what's the other name?
AK.
AK and Sammy.
Yes.
All right. And, we got some more coming in here. Those are seniors.
So Zopa, Hannah Zopa, she's a senior, and that's Jaya. She's a freshman.
Okay. All right. Sophomores.
Okay. That's Lauren, one with the broken fibula.
She's had some bad luck. I feel sorry for that young lady. Broken fibula, and what's wrong with her knee?
I'm not really sure. It just hurts, I know.
She looked very uncomfortable walking in here earlier on crutches. All right, so we have sophomores. What about freshmen?
That's Mackenzie. Then that's Olivia. That's Jaya. Then that's Addison. That's Emily. That's Anna. And yeah.
Okay, so you're a freshman again. And thank you, young ladies, for being here tonight. I hope you're enjoying your food. And it means a lot to all of us that you guys came and supported Madeline and Coach Shelton, because we're getting ready to get him up here in a minute. So, Madeline, what is your record so far this year?
We have, how many? 7 wins.
You're
one
supposed
loss.
To know this.
No, God. And 2 ties.
7-1-2. Is that top of the district?
Yeah.
Top of the district. Okay. And your future plans? You want to play soccer in college?
Yeah, and I want to try to go pro. That's the goal.
Woo!
Yeah.
Never had anybody say that in 11 years either. Destin, you hadn't even said that one before when I've interviewed you. She just said she wants to go pro. Uh-huh. Just topped you right there. A freshman, a 13-year-old just said that, and I've interviewed you multiple times, and you've never said that before. She got you on that one. All right, Madeline, so soccer's obviously your favorite sport. Do you play any other sports? Have you played any other sports?
I used to play basketball. I did that for 3 years, and I've just did a variety of sports just to try everything out, but I like soccer the best. So.
Okay. All right, well, I want to congratulate you. After we talk with Coach Shelton, you're going to get a really nice plaque here, and we'll get our picture made together. And I want to congratulate you again for being such a fine athlete, but also a really fine student athlete. Keep up the hard work, and I'm sure we'll see you some more in the next few years, okay?
Okay.
Madeline, thank you so much. Let's give everybody a Madeline a hand. All you BGA players and coach back there, let's get Coach Shelton on up here, and let's get him real quick. I'm being told we need to take a 1 minute break. So let's take a 1 minute break, and we'll be back here in 1 minute.
Hey, everybody.
This is Radio Close to Home, WAKM, Franklin, Tennessee.
Hey everybody, Stormy here. Did you know that on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights I got live music at Tamale Joe's? That's right, 7 to 10 on Wednesday and 9 o'clock till late on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Better call for reservations because they're going to be packed. TamaleJoe's.com for reservations. Cool Springs Marketplace, and tell them the Sports Crew sent you, because you got to get you some.
Williamson Herald, Williamson County's only locally owned and operated newspaper, publishes every Thursday, bringing you the county's local news, local government, sports, entertainment, human interest stories. If it's local to Williamson County, we are interested.
I'm sports editor Joe Williams. Not only do we cover local sports, we have fun with local sports, and it shows.
Call us at 790-6465. You can also go to our website at williamsonherald.com and sign up for our free daily e-blast to receive daily breaking news. I am publisher Derby Jones, and I appreciate your business.
And we're back here at Tamale Joe's, and I'm honored to have Coach Shelton of Nolensville Lady Soccer, I guess you'd say, right? Soccer. Back with us here. Talk about your team. Talk about Madeline. And first of all, I want to thank you for making the drive out here to from Nolensville here to Cool Springs on a rainy afternoon. So, Coach Shelton, congratulations. 7-1-2, Madeline told us.
Mm-hmm.
Who all do you have in your district?
So this is the first year that we've been playing AAA soccer. So these are all totally new districts. So right now we have four teams in our district. So that obviously includes us, Independent, Summit, and Columbia.
Independent, Summit, Columbia. And who else?
And us.
And y'all. Okay. And so you're currently first in the district. That seems like just a few teams in a district. I mean, that's not many teams in a district.
It is small. They took the former AAA district that had eight teams that included all the Williamson County teams. And when we moved up, they split that. And I think there's going to be room to grow. I think like Page is eventually going to come up AAA. They're right on that verge. So I think that we'll have this group of four until the next cycle comes through.
Okay. And do you coach boys also?
I do.
So you coach, and the boys play in the fall, the spring.
Correct.
Girls play in the fall. Now, why do they do that?
Well, I think I really don't know. It's been that way since I was playing high school, since we first made it a sanctioned sport. I think there was maybe some concern that if boys were playing in the fall, it would pull away from football varsity or from other sporting teams. And a lot of times, there's only one soccer coach. I know when I was going to high school, if you were the soccer coach, you were it for the boys and the girls. So that's definitely changed. Over the course of time, we've got a lot of really highly qualified coaches that are now in our school systems and able to split that work up a little
right.
bit.
How long have you been at Nolens?
Since it opened. Yes, sir.
Well, I live out in the Nolensville direction.
Okay.
I've lived out that direction for about 27 years. We love Nolensville, and so we've watched Nolensville grow. My kids play soccer in the Nolensville Rec program many years ago. Of course, they're older now, but beautiful facility out there.
Yes.
I mean, I've said this many times before, it's sort of a hidden gem out there.
Uh-huh.
Because you can sit in your soccer stadium and just the sunset is beautiful out there.
It is.
I mean, over the tree lines. And, I'm amazed at how pretty that is out there.
Yeah, and we've even had some girls that have come back that have gone on to play college soccer. And looking at our facilities and comparing them to some of the college facilities that they play at, we're definitely blessed. We've got a practice field that's good as most game fields. And then we also have the turf option as well. So definitely blessed to have those facilities.
So I know your answer. You'd rather play on grass.
Yeah.
Young ladies, which one you like? Would you rather play on grass or turf? You like turf better.
No.
I guess you get overruled there.
I do.
I guess you get overruled. So, McKenzie, our player of the week, 13 years old. When you saw her come through, I guess, tryout, obviously talent is off the charts, be starting at varsity at 13 years old. What can she do that your average player can't do?
I mean, anytime you see her play on the field, her physical attributes obviously jump out at you. She's incredibly fast, quick. She's a highly technical player that is not afraid to take players on 1v1. But I think one thing that really sets her apart is her competitive drive. She wants to win, and she wants to be the best at everything that she does. And she's not afraid to say it. You heard that in that first interview. One of our logos, one of our, I guess, mottos for this year is play with an open heart. And I think when you play with an open heart, you open yourself up to be vulnerable. And when you voice your goals, you kind of put yourself out there a little bit. And from the very beginning, she says she wants to be the best. And so she's going to hold herself accountable to that, and she's going to work hard every single practice to get there.
So when we chose her as the player of the week, she, which would have been a week previous week, we're a week, 1 week delay, she had 11 goals and 4 assists in 7 games. That was through 7 games.
Mm-hmm.
That's off charts.
Yeah, she's up to 16 goals now and 5 assists. And if you look at our schedule, we're not playing teams where it's easy to rack up that. We're playing Williamson County teams. We're playing top competition. We're playing state champs from last year. And there's only been one game where she hasn't scored. So the secret's out, I think, or it's going to be. So she's definitely going to get a lot more attention as we go through this season and through the next couple of years.
Well, I want to thank you again for being here. And it's an honor to have you and your team here. And thank you for the fine showing tonight. You know, Nolensville is well represented here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And just a class group of individuals and a class coach. So thank you very much for being here. Young ladies, best of luck the remainder of the season. Coach Shelton, thank
great.
You so much.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to take it back to UDO for 1 minute, and we'll go with our Herb Jones Heart of the Team Award next. Lazine, come on up, buddy. 1 minute.
WAKM, Franklin, Tennessee.
Hey there, everybody. Stormy here for Tamale Joe's, our new sponsor here on AM 950. They're also going to host us every Monday night, 6 to 7 p.m. for the Player of the Week. Come enjoy the best in fun, food, and fellowship. Tamale Joe's, right here in Cool Springs Marketplace, 2000 Mallory Lane, right next door to Staples. Tamale Joe's. Come get you some.
Drivers, start your engines!
The NASCAR Camping World Truck Series.
Looking for the green flag here, and it is in the air.
One truck length between the top two in a race for the lead.
Here comes Brett Moffitt to the inside of Ben Rhodes, but Rhodes is not letting him get away. Both trucks with damage on them.
The NASCAR Camping World Truck Series.
Your Middle Tennessee NASCAR connection. WAKM AM 950.
For over 60 years, the voice of Williamson County. AM 950 WAKM Franklin.
And we're back again here at Tamale Joe's in the heart of Cool Springs, home of Get You Some Tamales. We guarantee you you'll enjoy these tamales. Like I said earlier, my favorite's the burritos. We're going to bring it right back here, and I'm going to turn this over to my good friend Matt Burton with Herf Jones, and he's got Zion Morris of Battleground Academy up here. Zion, before I step down, I want to congratulate you. Job well done. Matt, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thanks, Garth, and thanks, Zion, for being here tonight.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So let's go ahead and jump right into it. Tell us about the season so far. How's it been going?
Oh, the season's been going well for us. Right now we're 3-2, and we just came off of a region win against Davidson Academy. And Davidson Academy, they before going into that night, they hadn't lost the game since 2019, so it was a big win for us on Friday night.
That is big. Hard to believe we're already sitting here in week 6.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to enjoy every moment I can of this last season with my teammates and stuff. I'm a senior now.
Let's talk about a couple of big tests you still got coming up. Who's left on the? Of course, every opponent is a formidable opponent. You don't look past anybody, but who we got this week?
This week we have JP2. We're going there and we're going to play them. We've watched film on them and stuff. They're a pretty solid team.
Well coached.
Yes, sir. They are a well coached team, but we definitely can compete with any team that we are going to play against for the rest of the season. I have no doubt in my mind that we will make a run this year and win the state championship.
Well, Zion, I love your confidence, and I love your ability to kind of just take every opponent one by one. You know, it's a good time to transition into some of the things that Coach Rodriguez said about you as they got prepared to write this article. He's just one of those guys you always want on your team. That's great, and that's tremendous, Zion. And Coach Rodriguez, he's coached a lot of ball players.
Yes, sir.
And for him to say that about you, just speaks highly of your character,
sir.
So tell us where some of that character came from.
My parents have always taught me to just stay true to myself and always do the right things and stuff like that, and surround myself with good crowds of people. And I've done a good job of that so far in my 17 years of life.
Well, very fortunate to meet your mom tonight, and I did tell her, you know, I get to see a lot of young people in my line of work, and I get to have several conversations, and very impressed with the way you look me in the eye. Very yes sir. No, sir. And you just speak to what the Heart of the Team Award is really about.
Yes, sir.
So I think you got some teammates out here tonight. BGA, let's hear it from you. Where you at? Well, let's get back to it just for a second here. Let's talk about some of the things you spoke about in your article. I want my team to know that I feel like I know for a fact that we have a potential to make it as far in the season and win the state championship. Talk about what a state championship would mean to you in your senior season.
It would mean a lot because as a freshman, not many freshmen get the chance to start on varsity, and I was luckily able to do that my freshman year. And we made a run my freshman year. We made it to the state championship. But we came up short against CPA, and I could just see how painful it was for the seniors to go out on a loss, especially in the state championship game. So I just want to be able to go back because I already have the experience of what it feels like to be there. So I definitely know that we can make it back and win it this time.
Yeah. So 4 years now into the future.
Yes, sir.
That year was your freshman year, right?
Yes, sir.
What are some of the lessons you've learned along the way?
Patience. You got to be real patient with your. You got to be real patient with your progression as a player and just as a teammate, along with being just a student. You just got to be able to learn and be able to grow and be able to take criticism regardless of if you like it or not, because you got to be able to learn, deal with those things in order to grow as a person and a player.
We've got to talk to or holler at some of your teammates out here, and Coach Rodriguez made mention that, you know, every teammate that you have respects you. Why do you think that is?
I guess the best way for me to say it is I hold myself accountable along with those guys. So if I mess up, they'll let me know, and I won't argue back with them. I'll just tell them, like, all right, I'll fix it. And the same thing goes likewise. I'll tell them to fix it, and they'll fix it. So, I mean, we just have that mutual respect for each other, and we're a very close senior class, along with just every other kid on the team. So it's like we've gelled together well, and we all have really good teamwork and leadership on the team.
Zion, my man, I got to tell you, you're so impressive. As a young student athlete, you know, you said things many adults don't know, which is patient. If you can be patient and let things come to you, good things will happen.
Yes, sir.
But you've also said accountability, you know, and the fact that you hold yourself accountable and you hold your teammates accountable.
Yes, sir.
So with that being said, what's for the future for Zion?
Well, I want to play college football. I definitely want to do that and make it to the NFL, because I feel like I definitely have the capabilities to make it that far, because I work hard every single day and try to progress as just a person and do all the things I can to make sure I'm the best Zion I can be. So, I mean, I definitely am being patient as far as just waiting on my chances to get that one call from a coach getting that offer because I won't let them down regardless of what school it is or what division.
And talking to your mom, she mentioned a couple of schools. We won't go into names of any of those schools, but I know there's one in the city of Memphis that has a very, very high scholastic. Man, to come out of there with that education and being able to do what you love and play football, they have a great program. But I can see in you already that you will have the patience, like we talked about, and keep your grades where they need to be.
Yes, sir.
Well, Zion, we appreciate you. We are so very fortunate to have you up here tonight. Have you represent Battleground Academy, a great school, great institution here in Williamson County and city of Franklin. I'm good friends with Fred Eves.
Yes, sir. I love Coach Eves.
Yeah. Coach Eves is a good man, and you know, so many great coaches over there at BGA, not just Coach Rodriguez, but his entire staff. Coach Pittman, you know, been over there for a few years now with Coach Rodriguez. So, man, just excited to see what the last four games of the season hold for you, what playoffs hold for you. And man, I just want you to get to that dream of playing not only your freshman year in the state championship game, but as well your senior year in the state championship game. So excited to have you, my man. We're going to bring Coach Rodriguez in here right quick. And, Zion, anything else you want to tell anybody out there tonight?
I guess the best thing I can say is to all those opponents out there that we're going to play for the rest of the season, we're not afraid of none of y'all, and we're ready to play y'all.
All right, let's hear it, BGA. A lot of Zion's teammates out here tonight. Man, this young man right there. So we're going to bring up Coach Rodriguez right quick. Coach, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me. This is awesome.
This is. It is tremendous what Garth and the radio station folks have put together over the last few years. And just excited to be able to add an award that truly shows and signifies what a student-athlete like Zion's all about.
Yeah, Zion's a great example. One is the heart of the team. You know, he's a lineman both ways. Those guys don't get a lot of recognition, but they play an integral role in the success of the team. And so it's neat to have an opportunity to really recognize those guys, and this award does that. And as you mentioned, as a student athlete, he's the whole package there.
Yeah.
He's a good student, he's a great kid, and obviously a great player.
We talked a little bit about him, and when we had him up and we're talking to him about some of the things you said in the article that was in the Herald this week, but go ahead and tell us in your own words, what kind of athlete is he for you, and what are maybe one story where you can point to where you really needed to get him focused in and really move the offensive line or defensive line for whatever you might have needed.
Yeah, so he's very athletic for a lineman. I think it's one of his great traits. He's also really strong, and he's experienced. You know, as he said, he started since he was a freshman, and you can't put a price tag on that experience.
Right.
He's great at leading by example. He really does a great job, and he's really found his voice as he's gotten older in our program past 2 years, and then led, you know, he's a great encouragement to younger guys and also older guys, and setting a great tone for how to play the game the right way. And then just in terms of the story, you know, about him is, you know, in our first game this year, he set the tempo for our team by how he came off the football on both sides of the ball. I think he had 8 either pancakes or knockdowns in that game. I mean, he was a force, and you don't want to get him going much. He gets it going on his own. Like, there are some guys who need a little kick in the butt. Not him.
Yeah.
He kicks his own butt and he gets going.
Yeah.
And I think that's one reason why he's up here for this award.
Yeah.
Is he's very self-motivated. He's self-disciplined, and that's the mark of a great leader.
Yeah. And one of those things that makes it enjoyable to coach kids like that.
Oh, so fun. Yeah, he's one of a number of kids. I mean, it was hard to choose, you know, one kid for this award, I think.
Yeah.
On our team, there's a lot of kids that could have been up here.
Yeah.
But Zion's certainly a worthy recipient, and he's just an awesome kid. Really fortunate to having had the chance to coach him.
One last question on Zion before we transition to how the season's going so far. You know, he talked about wanting to play on the next level. So if you had a college coach come into your office, what would be some of the things you would tell that coach about Zion?
Well, we talk about his character, one, because I think that's important. College coaches don't want to have kids who are going to be a headache.
Right.
And there's you know, that's one thing working for him. And just the way he plays the game, he's willing to do whatever you need him to do. You know, just his physical, his traits, that the quickness that I talked about, the strength, you know, he's got good punch. He bends well, you know, it's kind of the buzzwords that linemen, you know, guys want to hear. career.
Right.
And he can play both sides of the ball. I think it's one thing that benefits him and other guys from being at BGA is that we're playing kids on both sides of the ball where it makes sense for our team. And so Zion's getting exposure in both places. I mean, I think most folks are recruiting him as a defensive lineman, but he could also play offensive line. You know, a lot of kids get moved with positions when they go to college, and I think that versatility really shows a well-roundedness. And so coaches know, well, we think he's this position, but maybe he fits in this position based on how the team comes together. So that versatility really works in his favor.
And being a high-character kid, you know, there's a school out there that's going to find a spot for a kid like
that. Absolutely. And I think, you know, recruiting for him is going to really heat up as, you know, this season continues to progress and he keeps playing at a very high level, which he has. And I'm just excited to kind of see where that winds up to be.
Cool. Well, let's talk about how things are going over on Ernest Rice Drive. 3-2 so far, right?
Yes, yeah, we're 3-2.
Coming off a big win against Davidson Academy.
Yeah, that was a huge win. Coach Quinn obviously established a great program there. Three-time defending state champion. They had won 28 games in a row. And to beat a team like that's great. I know that they graduated a bunch of guys, but Coach Quinn, you know, reloaded and had some fantastic players still there. And they one thing I'll give them is, and this is probably why they won 3 in a row in 28 games is they don't quit. Those guys fought. We were up 38-8 in the third quarter. We had a lightning delay. We come back, and that game flips on its head.
Right.
And they scored 22 unanswered within about a quarter's time. And midway through the fourth, it was 38-30, and we were in a dogfight.
Yeah.
And I've never been in a game that flipped that drastically.
Yeah.
But I was really proud of our kids. We got together and ended up winning 45-30. Had some key stops on defense. Had a great touchdown drive with 2 minutes left in the game, and then pick the ball off on the goal line to kind of steal the win. So our kids stepped up when we needed to, but we were kind of drifting there in the middle of the third to the middle of the fourth.
Well, I mean, and that happens at every level. I mean, we saw it yesterday in the Titans game. The Seahawks are up by 16, looking like they're cruising, and all of a sudden we're playing for overtime. And
yeah, Alabama had the same thing happen too. You know, they jumped out on Florida, and Florida came back. So that makes me feel better, you know, when guys like Nick Saban and Mike Vrabel have that happen, or Pete Carroll have that happen to their team.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I tell you what, 3-2, golly, hard to believe. We're in week 6.
It goes by so fast.
It does. I mean, it seems like yesterday we were talking about week 0, and here we are in 6. We're talking about you know, as the season's rolling down. So who are the opponents that we have next up on the schedule?
So we play JP2 this week. They have a great team. The road doesn't get any easier for us. We're fortunate to have a really challenging schedule, and we're going to find out what we're made of in the next few weeks. So we play JP2. We have a big region game against Good Pasture, who beat us last year. And then we go to Macaulay right before fall break to go play the defending champs from D2 AAA.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a really good challenge for us. And then when we come back and play FRA in a region game, and then Lipscomb Academy in a region game. So we've got a great schedule, and it's going to be fun, and I'm excited to see what our kids do the next 5 weeks.
Well, Coach, we very much appreciate you coming out tonight. We appreciate your team that was out here to support Zion, and we look forward to seeing how the rest of the season goes. Thanks so much.
Awesome.
Jonas
so much
Rodriguez, Battleground Academy football, Zion Morris, BGA football, offensive and defensive line this week's Herb Jones, Heart of the Team Awards. We'll be right back after a 1-minute break.
Hey everybody, Stormy here. Bragging on Tamale Joe's again. You gotta try that tamale tradition passed down from generation to generation. Also, you gotta try their mouth-watering tacos, hunger-healing classic steak, or chicken quesadillas. Go by Tamale Joe's right next to Staples, Cool Springs Marketplace, and tell them the Storm sent you. Because you gotta get you some.
And we're back here at Tamale Jones. This is Garth Bowden with Gateway Tire. And our next guest up here tonight is the Gateway Tire Male Athlete of the Week, Destin Wade of Summit High School. Summit, you can't let BGA outdo you out there. Let's hear it from the Summit crowd out there.
That's what we're talking about there, right? Destin, this is not your first time to be our athlete of the week. Been athlete of the week several times. Last year, you were our player of the year. And, you know, there's one thing about it, and I want to say this, and I mean this dearly. Whenever we mention player of the week, there's several characteristics that go into this. And you and your brother, Keith, are the true definition of what we want to say as a player of the week. Class in capital letters. Class, sportsmanship, everything that it means to be, and I applaud you for that, not only for what you do on the field, but off the field. It's incredible. Y'all are fine young men, and I thank for that, for what you stand for. Your stats, that's hard to imagine what you committed to Kentucky, you and your brother both. How many D1 offers did y'all have?
I had about, like, 20, I think, and my brother had a couple more. He had, like, 24 or something like that.
Now, he plays linebacker, correct?
Yeah.
And running back.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You play quarterback. What do you play on defense? Because I know you play defense some.
I could play either like safety or corner, really. But yeah, those are two I like the best.
Now you're going to Kentucky as a quarterback, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And I know early on when you were a freshman, you ran the football a lot, but your passing has come a long, long way. Are you a drop back passer, or do you mix it up? You scramble outside?
Yeah, I'd mix it up. I could be in the pocket, stand strong in the pocket and deliver it as well, and on the run too. But yeah, I feel like I'm a mix. It's basically like a dual threat. So yeah.
Well, you're 6'5", correct? 6'5", 6'6"?
I'm like 6'3".
No, you're not. Taller than 6'3". You got to count it when your shoes are on. Okay, you add an inch for your shoes. See, Stormy would like for it to be 2 inches, but you know, it's 1 inch. You add an inch for your shoes on. You play basketball. You should know that. So I'm gonna ask you a pointed question. You played basketball and football. Football, your favorite, and you can be honest. I mean, we know you're going to college as a football player, but is football your favorite sport?
Yeah, it's my favorite sport for sure. I decided that probably like beginning of sophomore year. But I always do love basketball because like just the plays and then like in the dunk and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, you can dunk. You and your brother can flat out do dunk. I've seen it happen, and it's pretty amazing. So when did you stop playing? I mean, I know you and your brother played AAU basketball. When did you stop playing AAU basketball?
I want to say it was going into my freshman year, I think he stopped playing. And that was for the EAB.
Which y'all were practicing at Webb School, and I saw you guys up there one Saturday after practice. So you played up till 16U, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, sir. That's right.
Well, I mean, I guess at that time you could see the writing on the wall that football was your path, and so you decided to vote that there. Now, you played basketball last Keaton rehabbed last year and did play. Keaton had a foot injury last year. Is he back to 100%?
Yeah, yes, sir. He's back with the 100%. Just doing everything he can to just for our team as well. But he's back to 100%. I'm happy to see him there.
How do you think you guys are playing right now?
I think we're playing pretty good. There's some little things we still need to fix and focus up. But I think we're playing pretty well. Our defense is holding up and our offense is putting up points. So it's going pretty good right now.
You won a state championship last year. You've moved up a division this year. And I want to know, has the transition been difficult? Do you notice a difference moving up a classification?
There's a little difference. Not really, though. I feel like just going to play them tougher teams like later on in the season. I think that will be a challenge for sure. But it's been a jump, basically, but just playing better competition. But yeah, a little jump there.
So you guys have got several big games coming up here near the end of the season, one being Ravenwood coming up here in a few weeks. Have you guys started to watch Ravenwood film at all yet?
I have personally, just a little bit. But I think as a whole team-wise, I think we're going to watch that soon. Yeah, I've been watching a little bit.
Well, that's a big game. I mean, that's a big game in the state because both of you guys, Summit and Ravenwood, are picked, you know, high up there in the state rankings and that'll be a big ball game.
Right.
Well, Destin, I want to tell you once again, and I told you this last week, when you're a previous year winner, you got to do something spectacular to get it to next year. I mean, you got to keep, you know, you got to put it up there, and you put some big numbers up, and you do it week in and week out, and your sportsmanship is excellent.
Thank you.
So my hat's off to you, to your parents, for raising two fine young men. Y'all exemplify everything that a high school student at
athlete should be. So, Destin, thank you so much. I'm going to get Coach Coleman up here. He's sitting back there looking. He's like, oh, no. So I'm going to get Coach Coleman up here. We're going to take a quick one-minute break and allow him to have time to come up here. Destin, continued success for the remainder of the season, and we'll see you again
thank
this
you.
Year, okay?
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Let's take a one-minute break, and we'll be back here at Tamale Joe's.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series.
Side by side, three wide into turn number one.
Brakes in way slow and putting fluid down on the racetrack in the process will slide high.
The future stars of NASCAR.
Digger will dive down to the inside of the racetrack. He'll give the mirrors one final check.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series.
Your Middle Tennessee NASCAR connection. WAKM AM 950.
Join Bob and Emmy Smith Tuesday afternoons at 106 on WAKM.
Our new show is The Music of Marriage. We're very excited to share with you our original music and our thoughts on marriage to inspire you.
It's amazing how much music has to do with marriage, what makes a song endure the test of time, and what makes a marriage endure the test of time.
It's The Music of Marriage radio show, Tuesdays at 106 on WAKM with Bob and Evie Smith.
Our website is themusicofmarriage.com.
Back here again at Tamale Joe's Garth Odom Gateway Tire, and we've got the head coach of the Summit Spartan, Brian Coleman. Coach Coleman, thank you for being here with me.
Thanks for having me again, and glad to be here. I mean, y'all have praised another one of our guys. We really appreciate that.
Last week, Brady Pierce, Herf Jones, Player of the Week, are part of the team, excuse me. This week, Destin Wade, and I'm sure we'll have more to come here as the season goes on. I mean, you guys keep rolling along. I want to start off by asking you first, you've had Destin Keaton and a lot of these players since they were freshmen, Brady and these linemen, a lot of them. What is it like to have young men like these in a program?
Oh, it makes your program great. I mean, that's everything that you want your football to be. I mean, that's everything you want the program to be like. With about young guys like this, they work their tails off. They're respectful guys, great families. I mean, everything that you want to build your program around, that's the epitome of it, is those guys right there, sure. And well, it makes our jobs easy. I mean, heck, they're fun to coach. You know what I mean? They're fun to be around, fun to coach. And you really want to see them be successful. So that, you know, adds to fuel to our fire for sure.
Well, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I was out there one day last year recognizing, I don't remember which one it was, as a player of the week, and you guys had them coming in. Of course, you had to do the temperature checks and everything.
Yeah.
And I didn't see any player come through there that was disrespectful to the coaches. I mean, and that's hats off to you. That's hats off to the entire Summit community for just how well these young men represent
right.
with class. And I said that about Desky, but you could go across the line. I see Brady out there. I see linemen
yep.
here supporting their teammates as well. And that's huge.
That's what it's all about.
Hats
off to the parents, too. I mean, the parents have done a great job with these young men. And, you know, they allow us to do our job. And great kids and fun to coach, sure.
Well, I asked Destin, and I want to move into ask you, have you seen a different moving up classification this year at all?
Well, we have a little bit. I think it's coming up. Destin, he did a great job. I think it's coming up. I think the grueling part of our schedule is coming up because we've always played Centennial and Henry County was 5A and of course we didn't get to play Spring Hill, and so Brentwood was the only 6A team that we played so far. So I think later when we get into the Ravenwood and then the Indy back to back and even Beach this week, and then you get to Shelbyville and Franklin, I think the grueling part of the schedule is coming up. And I think that's the difference in 5A and 6A is the physical part of it. You know, having as many kids as they have
have, they can two platoon, and I think your kids get beat up a little bit. So this is going to be a physical ball game from here on out every time we play. So, you know, hopefully we can keep the injuries at bay, and that's what the biggest thing about, you know, our success will be, I hope, I think.
Well, Stormy and I were at Ravenwood versus Brentwood Friday night.
Yeah.
And, you know, both of those squads, and you've been blessed, guys have a lot of players in depth. But the Ravenwood, Brentwood, they line up. I mean, they've got, goodness gracious.
They got 100. Yeah, they got over 100.
I mean, so is that part of the class, what you see on the classification? You see more depth in that?
Yeah, more kids to choose from. I mean, you know, you got more kids to look at. So, yeah, we're right at 70, 75 right now. We're getting there slowly. You know, it helps being successful. And, you know, more kids want to play. You know, just having the kids on the sideline, having the JV teams and the freshman teams, that's what 6A difference is, I believe, too.
Okay, do you, if I had to ask you tonight, what is the one thing or one or several, I mean, what do you guys need to improve on?
Consistency, I think. You know, we've got to, sometimes we're getting some holding calls, penalties, stuff like that offensively. Defensively, the guys are doing a great job. I mean, heck, 6 turnovers against Brentwood. Last week, they pitched a shutout. So, I mean, these guys are playing hard. I just think consistency every week is going to be key. We can't, and they haven't yet, and I hope they won't, is have a down game or have a lull or having, you know, be flat, coming out flat. So we can't afford it with the schedule we have, and everybody's gunning for you. I mean, everybody wants to knock us off, beat the state champion of last year. And so, I mean, we've got to be consistent for sure.
Well, I always, you know, I think if you watch any team, when you guys reach the level of success that you guys have and where you're at, the downfall is yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime that you get to the top, you normally have, you know, the problem comes within.
Yeah.
And so as a coach, I'm sure you have to deal with that each week.
And we do, but the good thing about them, they're such a veteran team. I mean, they're easy to talk to, and they're easy to say, guys, you know, wasn't really a good practice day. You know what? We need to improve tomorrow, or we need to get better tomorrow. And then on Friday night, and I talked to Normie about this last week, you know, our deal is don't have any regrets. Hey, don't have a bad game and say, when you're 25 or Normie's age, to say, man, I remember that game. I wish I'd have played a whole lot better. So don't have those regrets. So, I mean, your senior year is short. I mean, your high school career is short. So go out every quarter, every play, and give it everything you have.
Very, very well said. And so, you know, I see some linemen out there. Last week, you had quite a few more players. I know y'all practiced this afternoon.
Jack Vower and Cooper Cook. Those are two guards right there. Those are two pulling guards.
They're pretty big boys.
Pretty big boys, yeah. I mean, Cooper's he's been one of our better pulling guards last year. He loves, he pulls out there and he gets on them little skinny corners and he tries to mash them. Now, John didn't start last year, but I talked to Stormy last week. What did you say about a unsung hero of the team this year? And I'd say it's going to be Jack Bauer, because he replaced the only offensive lineman we had, and he has done an excellent job. Such a great job, and he's so steady. He's doing, I mean, I can't praise him enough, but just so glad he stepped up, and he's having fun for sure.
Well, they look like they're having fun. It's always fun to win for sure, but they look like they're a close-knit group of young men.
Yep, we're a family.
And
sure.
So, you know, that starts with you. That goes through the entire coaching staff.
Coach L.
And then it goes and it flows right on into the players. So I commend you. I commend you, Summit Spartans out there. Keep it up. And I can guarantee you we'll probably see you here again this year. And so make sure you eat up, get plenty of food, because Coach has already told me tomorrow's practice will be a tough one.
Dodging this rain for sure. Them gym practices aren't too much fun.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Well, Coach Coleman, thank you so much for joining me tonight. Always a pleasure to have you. And so we're going to take a 1-minute break, and we're going to have Bud Suggs up here real quick and talk to him real quick, and then Stormy and I'll wrap it up. So, Coach Coleman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's take a 1-minute break, and we'll be back here at Tamale Joe's.
Mitchell.
And this is Jill.
And we just got back from Gateway Tire picking up Jill's Odyssey van, where she got a brand new set of Yokohama tires for her van.
It drove amazingly well. Smooth ride.
Great service, great price, Gateway Tire. Go by and see Garth and his crew right there in the corner of Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive, or give them a call, 615-771-7080, and tell them
the Mitchell sent you.
Hey everybody, Stormy here. Did you know that on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights I got live music at Tamale Joe's? That's right, 7 to 10 on Wednesday and 9 o'clock till late on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Better call for reservations because they're going to be packed. TamaleJoe's.com for reservations, Cool Springs Marketplace, and tell them the Sports Crew sent you because you got to get you some.
Ryan Carter's on the board tonight, Studio Way at 1333 West Main. And Garth Bolden, what a great job tonight. What a fine crew that we've had here. Young lady from Nolensville. We've also had a young gentleman from BGA. And, of course, Stetson Wade from Summit and Coach Brian Coleman. But, you know, we would be remiss, Garth, if we didn't tonight take care of one of our WAKM stars right here to my right. Bud works the board on Friday night, better known as the producer extraordinaire. Bud Sugg, welcome to WAKM here at Tamale Joe's.
Thank you.
Well, wait a minute now. You had a little more to say than thank you. Come on now.
Well, I'm very happy to be here, and just to be on the air is quite honorable.
Well, you do a wonderful job for us. As I say, you turn the dials and you keep some smiles. Any shout-out to any family members that could be listening tonight?
Well, I want to give a shout-out to my whole entire family, both my mother's side and my dad's side, and I also want to give a shout-out to all of my friends that I've made over the years.
Well, we're going to be here all night. You ain't going to call everybody by name, are you? We'd be here all night, Garth. We never would get home. But listen, we appreciate Bud, the great job he does. This is about your third visit to Tamale Joe's. Tell our listeners what you had tonight. And I know, as my kids would say when they're little, there was nothing left on the plate. They had a victory plate. So what did you have tonight?
I had the steak and cheese via quesadilla.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you had the steak, quesadilla. Good choice. Appreciate our great friends from BGA coming tonight. They did a great job. We'll see them down the line, four players. Well, I had the chicken quesadilla. I think Garth's going to be working on that steak burrito. I think that's kind of what he's leaning towards. My bride, Jill, had that last week, and she was chagrined she couldn't be here tonight. She had a meeting at one of the ministries that she works with, and she said, "Are you going to eat over there without me?" And I went, "Yes, dear, I am." So we'll miss you. Well, we really will, sweetheart. We will miss you dearly. But, how much fun is it, or how much trouble is it putting up with me on WAKM there's Friday night? Careful now. I sign your paycheck. No, I don't.
It's a lot of fun. Let's just say that. It's a fun adventure.
It is a definite adventure. And how many thousands of things can go wrong on a Friday night?
A ton of things can go wrong, whether it be the streaming service,
yes,
or just sleeping on the job.
There's gremlins in that board, isn't it? don't you think there's gremlins on that board sometimes?
I'm not a superstitious person.
Oh, you're not. Well, something jumps in there and causes a little disarray, but we're not sure what it is. But always good to have you here. Appreciate what you do. You are an integral part of the WAKM team and the sports crew, and we could not do it without you. So thank you so very much.
You're very welcome. Very, very much.
Here you go. Hand the mic over to Garth. We'll close it down right here. It's been a great night at Molly Joe's. We'll be back next Friday. Garth has got the numbers and the names of the people that we're going to have next week as Players of the Week and the Herb Jones Heart of the Team Award. Garth, you got some little information you want to share with us?
Yes, as we do each week, we name this week winners of the awards. And let me find my – here we go. So we'll start off with the Herb Jones winner this
right.
week. Winner of that award is Brendan Dickens of Ravenwood High School.
Multifaceted fullback, split end, tight end, punter, wide receiver, backup quarterback. What does he not do for that team? Also plays a little defense as a defensive safety. He said he was going to take care of Summit when they showed up in a couple weeks. And I just said the Summit people are listening.
Well, and so, he had a huge punt the other night.
Oh, that thing, it literally in the air flew 70 yards.
It shocked me at how far that one went for a high school football player.
We had to call the FAA to get a landing on it. It went so high.
Well, I think it fries Brentwood. That's true.
It really did.
So, our Gateway Tire Players of the Week this week. I'll start off with the female.
All right, please do.
Dylan Sulce, volleyball player, Brentwood High.
Very good. Beat goes on at Brentwood. Start with Sterling volleyball athletes, even though Barbara Campbell is retired.
They're getting it done again this year, Stormy. I believe they're undefeated right now, I think.
Not surprised.
They just won the big tournament over here this weekend. Battle of the Borders, I think is what it called. Some of the best teams in surrounding state came in for that, and they won that volleyball tournament. And then this week's football player of the week, or Gateway Tire player of the week, I should say, Kennedy Pendergrass of Fairview.
Fairview, boy, the quarterback.
Fairview.
He can play. We watched him the first week against Page High School, and unfortunately, he got hurt in that ball game. And I don't think that ball game would have had a different outcome, but Coach Charles Rathbone from Page said, we're fortunate to lose that young man. He hurt his foot in that ball game. He said, but I'm telling you, he said, we couldn't stop him.
Well, he put up some huge numbers this past week in a big win. I think he had over 300 yards. I believe he threw for 4 touchdowns and ran one in.
Wow.
So a big week. You know, you and I discussed that we could have went with a Ravenwood running back from the Brentwood game, but
either Chapman or Pace.
Correct. But we wanted to go a step outside. When you have Fairview, a great community out there, you and I don't get an opportunity to get out there and watch them as much simply because, you know, we're
schedule's
scheduling exactly. Exactly. So we'll have the Fairview bunch in here next week. We know
Coach Hughes will bring a crowd here. I tell you what, they better batten down the hatches because the Yellow Jackets will be coming to Tamale Joe's.
Well, you're right. They'll pack the house. So, Stormy, it's been fun.
It's always a great night. Appreciate our host, Joe Morales, Mr. Tamale Joe himself. Dallin's been on the sound tonight. Great job. The kitchen staff, they do a fabulous job, these young ladies and men back there. They pull out some of the best food you're going to get ever slap in your mouth. And you got to come by next Monday night, 6, 7 p.m. Actually, we've been starting sound check about 5:30, so we'll probably go in there about 5:45. We got so much to cover. Y'all come by Tamale Joe's because you got to get you some.
I want to add something to that,
right,
Stormy, to our listeners. All of you listeners that are here our show, Tamale Joe has really stepped in here to William County and gotten involved with us. And that's so meaningful. But one thing that, as running a biz goes, I want to commend Joe, and he's looking at me now, but I want to commend him. Each week we come in here, we see the same face. And all of our listeners, that's big, especially in the restaurant business, in the service business that I do. You want to see the same faces week in and week out. And Joe, you got the same staff here each week, and that's big. That goes a long way. That's going to bring you a lot of success right there. So keep it up. To all our listeners, come in here and support Joe and all of his staff, because they, when we're here on Monday night, they treat us first class.
And I tell you what, the food is fabulous. We always have, as I always say, we always have great food, fun, and fellowship. Right here at Tamale Joe's, 2000 Mallory Lane, Suite 310, right next door to Staples. And as he would say, you got to get you some. For Brian Carter, Garth Bowling, this is Tommy Mitchell. Good night, everybody. And we will see y'all down the road. Good night.